Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, despite constant warnings, the sunbeds, we're going to talk about that now because the sunbed business is booming in this country with lots of people looking for the even tan all year around. But that tan can come with a severe price tag, let's face it. And Celine Daly is a clinical nurse specialist at Sligo Regional Hospital, where we are today, at least Sligo. And she specialises in dermatology and skin cancer prevention. And she's here to talk about sunbeds and why more men are using them than you think. Good morning, Celine.
Morning, Ryan.
Men on sunbeds.
This is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. Any sunbed activity is not a good thing.
I would say women wouldn't like men with on sunbeds.
You know something? I suppose the interesting thing, we did a piece of research over a 2-year period really about among teenagers. So we took a group of teenagers in Sligo and we took some teenagers in Dublin as well and compared both. So what we found among Sligo teenagers was there was a very low rate of sunbed use, around 4%, with no males using sunbeds. So we want to compare to a bigger urban area than Sligo. So we took off to Dublin and we surveyed almost 400 teenagers and we found that there was 11% use of sunbeds among teenagers in Dublin. But the more surprising part was about 50% of those were males.
So, where's that coming from?
You know what? As part of the research and as part of the sun awareness that I do, we did some kind of interviews with the teenagers that were using sunbeds. And what we found was, you know, we're kind of not as savvy. Well, you know, the older people aren't as savvy about social media, Facebook, images that they're looking at. So really, these teenagers in Dublin, what they were looking at was images such as that programme California, if we all remember it.
Yes.
You know, we have the really over-exercised muscles, very, very tanned, whitened teeth, shaped eyebrows. Very unusual look for men that we find a little bit unusual, but what these guys were looking up to as their kind of heroes.
Oh, so I see. So it's a generational
thing.
They
were basically copying this look and they want this year-round tan, very, very deep tanned look as well, which is extremely, extremely dangerous.
It's a grotesque look for men, I have to say. I think men look really ridiculous.
Yes,
over-whitened teeth, over-tanned, over-stenciled eyebrows, the whole thing.
But again, I suppose it's what's in fashion at the moment. I mean, can you remember 20 years ago or less, Ryan, when you were a teenager and you were hopping around?
It's more than 20 years now. But you're right.
And
I
things
was
that
a fool.
We did, and look back on your photographs, you know, you wouldn't replicate it. But unfortunately, fashion is fine, but if fashion affects your health, that's when there's a problem.
So what are we dealing with, Celine, skin cancer wise?
We're looking at, I suppose, skin cancer wise, we're looking at about 10,000 cases of skin cancer per year. We're looking at maybe over 800 cases of malignant melanoma, which is a serious type of skin cancer. And we're looking at 150 deaths per annum in Ireland, which is rising all the time from skin cancer. Specifically, if we're talking about sunbeds, I suppose the history of sunbeds is. Sunbeds have been around since the 70s and 80s. Everyone's used them off and on, thought there were no harm, bit before the holidays, getting a little bit brown. But in 2009, the World Health Organization did a study on sunbeds and looked at their effect. And they found that any use of sunbed before the age of 35 gives you a 70% chance of getting malignant melanoma in later life. This 2009 study kind of kicked off banning of sunbeds around Europe. So immediately, Europe and Australia banned sunbeds for under 18s, particularly. Yeah. In Ireland, we were very slow. It only came in last year.
So what is happening in the sunbed that's causing the
what happens is, well, it's UV light. So it's basically fake UV light, right? So we're here in the Rollcast today and there's UV light streaming in the windows, but it's a milder form of UV light. And sunbeds emit 10 times more UV light than the natural sun itself. They emit UVA and UVB rays. It's too strong. So what happens when the UV shines on our skin, we become tanned. That's melanin being released by our body to protect our skin. So tanned skin is damaged skin. It's not healthy skin. Sometimes in dermatology terms, we give people who have eczema and psoriasis some fake sunlight, and it basically suppresses your immune system of your skin and stops things like eczema and psoriasis from happening. That's in a controlled environment. But when you put too much UV light or short, sharp bursts of UV light, actually suppress your immune system so much in your skin that it creates skin cancers. Now, we see skin cancers, we see the serious type of skin cancer like melanoma, we see the non-serious type of skin cancer. These are called BCCs and SCCs. We normally see these non-serious types of skin cancer in people over 60. What we're seeing now is these non-serious type of skin cancers in people that are in their 20s and 30s. For the first time, it usually takes 40 years for these skin cancers to grow. But we're seeing them in younger people because they're using things like sunbeds and because they're doing a lot of foreign holidays and a lot of intense bursts of UV light.
So it comes down to protection.
Absolutely. Being sun smart. So everyone knows wearing your hat, wearing your sunglasses.
We're not good at that.
We're not good at that.
Sun cream, and because sun we get so little of
absolutely. It. Absolutely. But you know what? We get a lot of it. We don't realise we get a lot of it. Our climate is cool. We have cool breezes. We have a changeable climate. Yeah. So we have to be sun smart from the 1st of March until the end of September every single year. So your sun cream should be going on from the 1st of March and your hat and your sunglasses every year in Ireland. We had hailstones here last week in Sligo.
Now we have
sun shining. So we have a changeable climate. We can't trust it. So your sun cream should be beside your toothbrush in the morning, and you should put your sun cream on when you after you brush your teeth.
Despite the hailstones. Well, what I would say, it just from personal experience, is you know I would put moisturiser on after shave.
Yes.
And I find that most moisturisers
have an SPF in them, which is good. We want an SPF 50 though. We like to use the highest SPF we possibly can because it only filters the sun. It doesn't completely block it. Yeah. So a 15 is only very much filtering it. We need to block it as much as we can. Hat wearing is really important as well, and clothes. So keeping the shoulders covered, keeping the legs covered as much as possible, particularly on children. And children should have sunglasses on as well.
Sunglasses for kids and hats for even if you have hair.
Absolutely, even if you have hair, even if you're lucky enough to have hair, hats protect. The proper hats, the Legionnaire style hats, protect your ears and the back of your neck. So not a baseball hat that has the back of your neck open, a Legionnaire style hat that covers your ears and the back of your neck.
Why would you go outdoors at all?
You should. You need some vitamin D. It's fine. You can go outdoors. There's no problem with that. So you don't have to live in a cave, but just to be careful. Think about our friends in Spain and France. I mean, they go for a siesta in the middle of the day. They don't stay out between 12 and 1. But if you go to Spain, you'll see the Irish people sitting out at 12 o'clock in the day with the fair skin.
Except for Mick there, who goes for a siesta every day.
Okay, you're very good.
Between 12 and 3.
Well done, Mick.
In between the fine wines.
And the cheeses.
Jesus and Nazareth over there. Isn't it? So listen, let's talk about I was out on the sea yesterday with Daryl and Michelle. And I was thinking, God, I really probably should have put something on fact-wise. And then, of course, I came in and it was all pink like a lobster.
Yes.
You know, useless.
That's really bad.
But that's bad, isn't it?
That's bad. And it's these kind of short bursts. And if you go pink, you're sunburnt. It's not. Irish people like to think, oh, I'm just a little bit pink. No, you're sunburnt. So you've done the wrong thing. So learn from your lesson, Ryan, and have your factor 50 here.
Did
I have
bring some
factor
for
50
me?
For
oh,
you.
Thank you. You're looking after us, Celine.
So
thank
you won't be sunburnt in Sligo. So
and actually, do you know what? I love La Roche-Posay. I have to say,
advertising. Yes. But yes, it's very good. Well, we do know that some blocks are better than others. So, you know, take the advice from your pharmacist and see which is the best sunblock for you or sun filter. But
50 plus. There'll be no sun getting near me now with that.
Well, there is. It only filters. So there's kind of new EU regulations on sun filter. Oh. So it's not sunblock anymore. I keep saying sunblock. I'm supposed to say sun filter or sunscreen.
Filter. Oh.
So it's only 50 plus. It doesn't completely protect. You will still have some sun, some absorption of vitamin D that you need. But when you're talking about that, Ryan, you should have several sun factor 50s, not one little skinny one that's sitting in the car somewhere overheating.
You should have a few.
Some in your bag, some in your car, if you golf, some in your golf caddy. So you should have several bottles of it. And you shouldn't have any left over at the end of summer. Some people ask me, does it go off? Yes, it does go off. But you shouldn't have any left over anyway.
I feel quite thick looking at you because I would be the stupid student
the
in your class.
I'm doing
everything wrong.
Okay, you'll know after today. Now, you'll be so good.
I feel enriched by your presence.
We'll be looking for
today.
The sun damage lately. You'll be so good.
Now, listen to me. I have to ask you about your job because you specialise in dermatology, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Skin protection and so on. And when in Ireland, you notice a lot of people, not just Ireland, people with moles.
Yes.
And you can see a big mole on the chin or on the side of her. So should they just be, you know, got rid of or checked where should we be?
They should be checked. I mean, people, moles, the official name for moles are nevi. Now, most people are born with between 30 and 40 nevi on their body, which can be amazing. I mean, places that you're not looking enough a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You can develop nevi or moles right up to the age of 35. That's completely normal again, completely normal thing for the skin to do. Moles or nevi or lesions who develop over the age of 35, we do worry about a bit more and they should be checked.
Okay.
Now, some people are born with something called atypical nevi syndrome or atypical mole syndrome, where they have an awful lot of very unusual looking moles in their body. Yes, these type of person is more at risk of developing a malignant melanoma, and they should be checked regularly. In Sligo region, what we do is something called mole mapping. So we actually, you can come in, our consultant dermatologist, Dr. McKenna, has a check of you, and then we take photographs, special photographs of the nevi, and we check them regularly. And the dermatologist, you can't replace dermatologist machines, so you're better off going to a dermatologist who can check your mole, not calling to these clinics that have sprung up all over the place and they're chicken photographs, because a photograph can tell you, only a dermatologist can tell you, or your GP can tell you if a mole is dodgy or not. So moles should not be cut off routinely. Moles are normal. It's moles which have changed which need to be excised or removed. So what we're encouraging people to do is, if they see, know what your baseline is, know what your moles look like. Everyone has an iPhone, a phone now, they can take pictures. So get a partner or take a picture of your mole, check it every maybe month to 3 months. If you see it's changed at all, go along to your GP. Don't be ashamed, don't be scared. Go along to your GP, have a check of it. Also, any lesion which develops, any new bleeding point spot that hasn't been there before, that's suddenly sprung up and won't go away, go and have it checked. And you can be seen by your GP, who can reassure you or send you to dermatology to secondary referral.
Moles, some people who have hair growing out of moles.
Yeah, nothing. That's completely normal.
But why don't they get rid of the hair?
Well, because lot of times, well, you can wax it, you can shave it, you can wax it, but a lot of times people go in to see these laser therapy places to get rid of the hair. But you shouldn't really do that, because if somebody actually zaps you with a laser, they'll take the colour out of the mole, and then that might make it difficult to diagnose if that mole has changed.
So your best policy, if you've got a hairy mole, as it were,
get your tweezers out.
Get
and
the tweezers.
Look at, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You don't have to go
around.
It's
not unattractive.
I wouldn't have thought so, but that's why I'm asking you, because I was curious as to why people would insist on keeping the hair there.
Yeah, well, I think it's okay, and it's completely natural. Again, like, some of these moles are, that you're born with, are completely natural and normal, and a lot of patients we have come in, they really want these moles off, particularly off their face. The problem is that will leave a scar. Yeah, so if that mole is normal... Yes.
That was a mole there.
Yes. And maybe, you know what? Did it need to be removed? Like, something that's natural and normal looks far better, or aesthetically looks better, than something that you're just taking off just for the sake of it. So remember, moles are normal. If, however, you feel they have changed, please go to your GP immediately. If we can catch these malignant melanomas early, they're very treatable. But if we catch them late, then they become a real issue and a problem.
Okay, really practical stuff. Text says, they say the higher you go with your sunblock, it's more loaded with chemicals. Is that true? Over 30 onwards is full of chemicals, Angie.
That's not necessarily true. It depends on the brand. So we have an awful lot. Thank God. Like, when I started doing dermatology, factor 50s were all blue, gloopy, leave you white like Casper kind of look. But now we have fantastic scientists and professors who've come up with very low ingredient factor 50s, which aren't visible on the skin whatsoever. So again, go to your pharmacist, who can advise you what the best one to use is. But no, they're not chemically loaded anymore. They used to be.
And one last one says, I've psoriasis and went for light treatment 2 years ago, but it came back. Would a couple of sessions of a sunbed do any use?
Absolutely not.
We don't
recommend sunbeds whatsoever in any instance. Go back to your dermatologist, come back on with light therapy with us again.
Well, Celine, you're very good at what you do, I have to say. And
thank you
for coming to share your knowledge with us this morning in the chip
thank
van
so
here
much.
In Sligo. It's not the most romantic setting, I suppose, in a car park. But having said that, the sun is shining and we have this glorious view. You live across the bay there.
I live across the bay. So hi to everyone in Strand Hill, all my neighbours. Yes, and all my two babies are in Strand Hill in school now at the moment.
How old are they?
They're 7 and 8.
Oh, gorgeous. And what are their names?
Grace and Sean.
Beautiful. Grace, of course. We're surrounded by
them here. Grace is, yes.
Gorgeous now. And Sean.
And Sean.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully it's hard being a primary school child in June in Ireland because
it
the
is.
Sun comes
and you're sweaty,
out.
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Your sweaty little head.
Yeah. They have 2 months off, right? They're fine.
You're right, yes. You're very practical, Celine. Celine Daly joining us live in the Chip Van this morning. Thank you, Celine.
Thank you so much.